Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today Maseches Chagiga Daf Chav Gimel, the third parak Chomer Bekodesh. The Zichu Maseches Chagiga program has been generously sponsored by Yenishmas Avram Ber Ben Asher and Yenishmas Tamar Bas Chaim. But then the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three dots we're going to focus on. Number one, the third case in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Amabe stated, Hanoises a midras, noises a truma of olos a kodesh. One who's carrying a midras, an article that supports the weight of a zav, zavo, or a nida, may also carry truma, but not kodesh. The Gemara asks why he may not carry the kodesh, and the answer is that's on account of a certain incident, as reviewed and said in the name of Shmuel, that there's once an incident with someone transporting a barrel of kodesh from place to place, and the strap of his sandal broke off, and he took it and placed it on a barrel, and it fell into the airspace of the barrel, and then the kodesh in the barrel became tame. At that time, they said, no says a truma of olas a kodesh. When the Gemara suggests that a similar decree should apply to truma, it answers that the Mishnah is Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, who holds that whenever the Chachamim made a decree, they did it only for the same circumstances as the original incident. Point number two, the Mishnah's sixth case stated, Kalim had nigmarim b'tahara srikhan tefila kodesh avolo truma. Kalim that were completed in a state of tahara required tefila for use with kodesh, but not for use with truma. The Gemara seeks to clarify who made the kalim, for if a chaver made them, then they would not require tevila, for the chaver would be careful they should not become tameh. And if an Amma Arts made them, the Mishnah would not have referred to them as kalim that were made in a state of tahara, since the Amma Arts might have been tameh. Rabbi Bar Shila said in the name of Ramasna, who said in the name of Shmuel, that the Mishnah is referring to a case where a chaver made them, a Mishum Sinur Dama Arts, and it's because of a concern that they became tameh from the spittle of an Amma Arts. The Gemara asks, when did the spittle fall on the kli? If it fell before the kli was completed, the kli does not have the din of a kli that can be makabel tuma, and it could not have fallen after the kli was completed, for the chaver would have been careful not to let that happen. The Gemara answers that the situation that we're worried about is where the spittle fell on the kli before it was completed and remained moist after the kli was completed. And point number three, the Mishnah's seventh case stated, Kli matzarf mashu basocha l'kodesh avolo l'truma. A kli combines what is in it with regard to kodesh, but not with regard to truma. Rabbi Chanin said that this is learned from the pasuk Kav Achas Asura Zahav Mulei Katoris, one gold ladle of 10 shekels filled with Katoris. A Kasiv Asura Komashu Bakav Achas. The pasuk made everything that is in the ladle like one entity. Rav Kahana challenged if this rule was a derisa based on the mission where Rabbi Kiva ruled that if a Tvul Yom touched part of the fine flour of Kodesh, Katoris, Lavona, or coals, then all of its tummy, and it was deduced that this was only a Drabanan din. Reish Lakish answered in the name of Bar Kappara that Rabbi Kiva might agree that midaraisa, a kli does combine its kodesh contents into one entity in a situation where the contents require a kli, like in the case of the katoris, but it is not combined when the item does not require a kli, such as in the case of Shear Mincha, the remainders of a mincha. And the rabbis agreed that even an item that does not require a kli matzarfo, the kli does combine it. The Gemara addresses why Rabbi Kiva included Katoris and Lavon in his list, since they do require a kli. So once again, the three points are, number one, the third case in the Mishnah Daf Chav Amabe stated, Hanoises a midras, noises a truma of olos a kodesh. One who's carrying a midras, an article that supports the weight of a zav, zavo, or a nida, may also carry truma, but not kodesh. The Gemara asks why he may not carry the kodesh, and the answer is, that's on account of a certain incident, as reviewed and said in the name of Shmuel, that there's once an incident with someone transporting a barrel of kodesh from place to place, and the strap of his sandal broke off, and he took it and placed it on a barrel, and it fell into the airspace of the barrel, and then the kodesh in the barrel became tame. At that time they said, no says a truma of olas a kodesh. When the Gemara suggests that a similar decree should apply to truma, it answers that the Mishnah is Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya, who holds that whenever the Chachamim made a decree, they did it only for the same circumstances as the original incident. Point number two, the Mishnah's sixth case stated, Kalim had nigmarim b'tahara srikhan tefila kodesh avolo l'truma. Kalim that were completed in a state of tahara required tefila for use with kodesh, but not for use with truma. The Gemara seeks to clarify who made the kalim, for if a chaver made them, then they would not require tefila, for the chaver would be careful they should not become tameh. And if an Amma Arts made them, the Mishnah would not have referred to them as kalim that were made in a state of tahara, since the Amma Arts might have been tameh. Rabbi Bar Shila said in the name of Ramasna, who said in the name of Shmuel, that the Mishnah is referring to a case where a chaver made them, a Mishum Sinur Dama Arts, and it's because of a concern that they became tameh from the spittle of an Amma Arts. The Gemara asks, when did the spittle fall on the kli? If it fell before the kli was completed, the kli does not have the din of a kli that can be makabel tumah, and it could not have fallen after the kli was completed, for the chaver would have been careful not to let that happen. The Gemara answers that the situation that we're worried about is where the spittle fell on the kli before it was completed and remained moist after the kli was completed. And point number three, the Mishnah's seventh case stated, a kli mitzarf mashu basochel kodesh avol truma. A kli combines what is in it with regard to kodesh, but not with regard to truma. Rabbi Chanin said that this is learned from the pasuk kav achas asura zahav mulei katoris, one gold ladle of 10 shekels filled with katoris. A kasiv asura kol mashu b'kav achas. The pasuk made everything that is in the ladle like one entity. Rav Kahana challenged if this rule was a deraisa based on the mission where Rabbi Kiva ruled that if a tvul yom touched part of the fine flour of kodesh, katoris, lavona, or coals, then all of its tummy, and it was deduced that this was only a drabanan din. Reish Lakish answered in the name of Bar Kapara that Rabbi Kiva might agree that midaraisa, a kli does combine its kodesh contents into one entity in a situation where the contents require a kli, like in the case of the katoris, but it is not combined when the item does not require a kli, such as in the case of Shear Mincha, the remainders of a mincha. And the rabbis agreed that even an item that does not require a kli, kli mitzarfo, the kli does combine it. The Gemara addresses why Rabbi Kiva included katoris and lavon in his list, since they do require a kli. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Chav Gimel, and our standard simmon is Kuglach, which is the game the kids play. It's like jacks. So here goes. When the kid accidentally dropped his broken tame shoe strap into his barrel of Tahor Kuglach and noticed some moist spit on one of the recently made pieces, he asked his rabbi if the barrel was mitzar of all the other Kuglach, making them tame. So once again, in slow motion. When the kid accidentally dropped his broken tame shoe strap into his barrel of Tahor Kuglach, that must be one Daf Chav Gimel. When the kid accidentally dropped his broken tummy shoe strap into his barrel of Tahor Kuglach, which reminds us that the third case on the Mishnah Daf Chafam Bey stated that a Gnosis Midras, Gnosis a Truma Avalois a Kodesh, one who's carrying a Midras, an article that supports the weight of a Zav, Zavo, or a Nida, may also carry Truma but not Kodesh, for there was a decree based on an incident with someone transporting a barrel of Kodesh from place to place, and the strap of a sandal broke off, and he took it and he placed it on a barrel, and it fell into the airspace of the barrel, and then the Kodesh in the barrel became Tame. When the Gemara suggests that a similar decree should apply for Truma, it answers that the mission of Rabbi Hanani ben Akavi, who holds that whenever the Chum made a decree, they did it only for the same circumstances as the original incident. So, when the kid accidentally dropped his broken tummy shoe strap into his barrel of Tahor Kuglach and noticed a moist spit on one of the recently made pieces, which reminds us the Mishnah 6 case stated, Kelim hanigmarim b'tahara tzrichin tevila kodesh avol l'truma. Kelim that were completed in a state of tahara require tevila for use with kodesh, but not for use with truma. The Gemara clarifies that the Mishnah was referring to a case where a chaver made them umishum senura dama arts, and it's because of a concern that they became tame from the spittle of an ama arts. The Gemara asks, when did the spittle fall on the kli? If it fell before the kli was completed, the kli does not have the din of a kli that can be makabel tuma. It could not have fallen after the kli was completed, for a chaver would have been careful not to let that happen. The Gemara answers that the situation that we're worried about is where the spittle fell on the kli before it was completed and remained moist after the kli was completed. So, when the kid accidentally dropped his broken tummy shoe strap into his barrel of Tahor Kuglach and noticed some moist spit on one of the recently made pieces, he asked his rabbi if the barrel was mitzar of all the other Kuglach, making them tame. Which reminds us, the Mishnah 7th case stated, a kli mitzarf mashu basochel kodesh avolol truma. A kli combines what's in it with regard to kodesh, but not with regard to truma. Rabbi Chanin said that this is learned from the pasuk kav achas asura zahav molei katoris. One gold ladle of 10 shekels filled with katoris. Kasav asura kol mashu b'kaf achas. The pasuk made everything that's in the ladle like one entity. The Gemara clarifies that Rabbi Kiva might agree that midaraisa, a kli combines its kodesh contents into one entity in a situation where the contents require a kli, like in the case of katoris, but it is not combined when the item does not require a kli, such as in the case of shiari mincha, the remainders of a mincha. And the rabbis decreed that even an item that does not require a kli, kli mitzarfo, a kli does combine it. So once again, when the kid accidentally dropped his broken tummy shoe strap into his barrel of Tahor Kuglach and noticed some moist spit on one of the recently made pieces, he asked his rabbi if the barrel was mitzar of all the other Kuglach, making them tame. All right, now it's time for a 4 blah back chazara. Daf Yotess, so the symbol Daf Yotess is a yacht. So here goes. The Chagiga water games on the yacht, that must mean we're on Daf Yotess. The Chagiga water games on the yacht delighted the guests, who tried to grab bobbing apples of a chulin in the water, which reminds us, Rav Nachman holds that one does not have to have kavana to purify one's hands for chulin, and the Gemara brings a mishnah to support him, the tot, that a produce fell into a water channel, and one whose hands were tummy reached into the water and took them. His hands are tawry, even though he didn't have kavana to purify his hands, and the produce is not in the category of chiyutan to make it susceptible to being a kabbal tuma. So, the Chagiga water games on the yacht delayed the guests, who tried to grab bobbing apples of a chulin in the water, while keeping only one foot in the water, which reminds us the Gemara about a brisa that taught, Odei Ragla Achaz B'mayim, that if one still has one foot in the water of a mikvah, it's considered as if he's still immersing and may change his kavana to an even higher kedusha. The Gemara asks who the Tana is the taught, as Rabbi Pedas said, it's Rabbi Yehuda. We see from another Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda holds of good achis, and Rabbi Pedas assumes that Rabbi Yehuda would equally hold of good asik. So the Chagiga water games on the yacht delighted the guests who tried to grab bobbing apples of chulin in the water while keeping only one foot in the water and then dive into one of three pools of water situated on a slope with gushing water. Which reminds us, Ula asks Rabbi Yochanan whether Rabbi Yehuda, who holds of good achis, holds of good asik as well. Rabbi Yochanan replied that it was taught in a braisa that if there were three holes containing water on a slope of a valley and the upper and lower holes contained 20 sa each, and the middle one contained 40 saw, and a rush of rainwater connects them all, Yehuda said that Rabbi Meir used to say, Matbil be'al yona, one may immerse in the upper hole, indicating that Rabbi Meir holds of good asik and seems to prove that Rabbi Yehuda holds of it as well. When Rabbi Yochanan was presented with the second brace where Rabbi Yehuda says that he disagrees with Rabbi Meir and holds that one may only immerse in the lower one, Rabbi Yochanan said to Ula, Itanya, Tanya, if it was taught specifically in a brisa, it was taught, and I retract my proof. Daf Chaf, so the Siman Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. After the Parush, who walked into the Hesach Hadas Cafe. Cafe? That must be where in Daf Chaf. After the Parush, who walked into the Hesach Hadas Cafe, dropped his scarf and asked the waiter to pick it up, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a number of related rulings to the concept of Hesach Hadas. Rabbi Yonas and Ben Elazar said that if a Parush's shawl fell off him, and he said to his friend, give it to me, and he gave it to him, it's Tami. Rashi explains that even if the friend is Tami, there is a principle, Chazaka in Adam Mishamar Mashim Yad Chaverov. It's a chazaka that a person does not guard what's in his friend's hand. So the one who dropped it is not guarding it while the other one picked it up, and the one who picked it up will reason to himself that since the person who dropped it doesn't know if I'm Tameh, yet he asked me to pick it up, it must mean that he's not careful about Tahara. Therefore, he'll not guard it from Tumah, and the object is deemed Tameh. So after the Parush, who walked into the Hesach Hadas Cafe, dropped his scarf and asked the waiter to pick it up, he bumped into his friend carrying a basket of figs who had only done a partial shamir, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a braisa that demonstrates the validity of a nitirus of the palga, a partial guarding, which taught that if one put his hand into a basket containing figs and the basket was on the shoulder and a shovel was in the basket as well, and his mind was on the basket and the figs but not on the shovel, the basket and the figs are tahor and the shovel is tami. Ravine explains that the reason why the figs do not become tami from the shovel is that the cases where the person said, I guard the shovel from something that would make a tummy to the point that it would even tummy something else, but not from something that makes it puzzle. So after the Parush, who walked into the Hesach Hadas Cafe, dropped his scarf and asked the waiter to pick it up, he bumped into his friend carrying a basket of figs, who'd only done a partial shemira, standing at the Keli Mikvah and toiling a shovel within the shovel to be used for his truma. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the third parak states, Chomer b'kodesh m'metruma, the stringency of kodesh over truma is, and proceeds to enumerate 11 stringencies. These chomers were instituted by the Rabban to protect the tahara of various items. The first chomer is, shematbil and kelim b'tol kelim with truma of lo b'kodesh, that they may tovo kelim within other kelim for truma, but not for kodesh. The Gemara on the next off will discuss this at length. Daf Chafal, so the Simdaf Chafal is a car which Bostonians pronounce as Ka. So here goes. The race car driver, that must be more in Daf Chafal of Ka. The race car driver with a large hood ornament of a kli, within a kli, tied up with wet knots, which reminds us, the Gemara answers that it was necessary for the Reisha and the Sefer of the Mishnah to address concerns for Chatzitza. For if only the first case of immersing one kli within the other, one might think that the Chatzitza is because of the weight of the kli, and therefore the knots which are tied loosely and have no weight would not be a Chatzitza. And if only the case of the knots was taught, then one might have thought that it's because the knot is tight in the water and does not become loosened. But in the case of Kalim, the water caused the inner kli to float, and therefore there would be no problem of chatzitza. So the race car driver with the large hood ornament of a kli within a kli, tied up with wet knots, and a big 10 milas decal on the door, which reminds us, the Gemara notes that Rabbi Ila, who said that the reason that one may not immerse one kui with another is due to it being a chatzitza is consistent with another statement he made in the name of Chinin Bar Papa, as for Milo Shanu Kan, they taught here in the Mishnah at 10 miles, meaning higher levels of stringency that were decreed for Kodesh and not for Truma. Rashi explains that Rabbi Ila only counts 10 miles when the Mishnah listed 11 cases. This indicates that he holds that the two of the cases are for the same reason, that being a chatzitza. Statement continues that the first five apply to Kodesh and Chulin Shenasal Taras Kodesh, since they have a concern for Tumah Deraisa, whereas the latter five cases do not involve Tumah Deraisa, and therefore the Rabban did not decree them on Chulin Shenasu al Taras Kodesh. So the race kad driver with a large hood ornament with a kli within a kli, tied up with wet knots, and a big 10 milas decal on the door, was about to pass his competitor who was recklessly drinking from a skin flask that contained needles and spinning hooks. Which reminds us, Rava disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda and says that since the seif of the Mishnah deals with the concern of chatzitza, the reisha does not. Rather, the reason one must not immerse one kli inside another kli for kodesh is because of a gzera that one should not immerse needles and spinning hooks within a kli whose opening is not at least the size of a flask skin tube. Rashi explains that if the opening of the outer kli is smaller than this tube, then the water inside is not considered mixed with the outer waters of the mikveh, and the needles and hooks will not be considered to have had a valid immersion in a mikveh. Dav Chav Beis. So the simon Dav Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. The Amar, it's cabby driver. That must be on Dav Chav Beis. The Amar's cabby driver felt so proud after the Kohanim accepted Kodesh from him, which reminds us. The Gemara clarifies that Chaverim accept Kodesh from Amar's because of Eva, hatred that would develop for Chaverim if they did not accept the Amar's as Kodesh. If the temple administrators, who were all Chaverim, did not accept Kodesh from an Amar's, then Amar's would be completely excluded from the realm of Kodesh. There's not an equal concern for a Chaver not accepting Truma from an Amar's, for the Amar's can go and give the Truma to a Kohen, who's also an Amar's. So, the Amar's cabby driver felt so proud after the Kohanim accepted Kodesh from him that he decided to scratch his plans to build a private Par Aduma Bama in his backyard, which reminds us, Gemara asks, who's the Tanna of our Mishnah, the Chai Shel Eiv, who's concerned for hatred? And answers, it's Rabbi Yossi. Rosanna Bryce, Rabbi Yossi said, why are all believed about the Tahar of wine and oil for offerings the whole year? That even if an Amar's brings wine or oil offerings to the base of Migdash, they're considered Tahar. So it shouldn't arise that every person should go and build a Bama for himself and burn a Par Aduma for himself. So, the Amar's cabby driver felt so proud after the Kohanim accepted Kodesh from him that he decided to scratch his plans to build a private Par Aduma Bama in his backyard, even though his parish passenger didn't believe him that his kelim were properly toivled. Which reminds, the Gemara brings a brace that states an Amar's is believed regarding tevila, and the Gemara that conflicts with this that taught that an Amar's is not believed. Abai said there's no difficulty. Haba gufa, haba kelim. He's believed when he said he immersed his body properly to become tahor, but he's not believed when he says he immerses kelim properly. Rava said that both cases could be dealing with kelim. The Brice, which states that he's believed, is where he says that he never immersed one kli within another, whereas the Gemara's case, where he's not believed, is when he says that he did immerse one kli within another, but he did not immerse it in a kli whose opening was not the size of a skin flask tube. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number 1. Which stuff do we have the mission that begins, Chomer Bekodesh Mebetruma, and the first case is immersing one kli within another? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn that a kli is matzarf, what is in it for Kodesh, from the Pasek Kaf Achas? That's on Daf Chaf Gimel. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn that Rav said the reason one cannot immerse one kli within another is a gezer, so one should not immerse needles and spinning hooks within a kli whose opening is not at least the size of a flask skin tube. That's on Daf Chaf Aleph. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn that it's a chazaka that a person does not guard what is in his friend's hand? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that we accept wine and oil offerings from Amayards, for otherwise they would be offended and build their own bamas to burn a Par Aduma? That's on Daf Chabez. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do we learn that kelim that were completed in Tahar required tevila for Kodesh, for perhaps an Amar had spit on them before they were completed and the spit remained moist after it was completed? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which of the one from the case of a basket of figs with a shovel that a partial guarding works with Hesach Hadas? That's on Daf Chav. Good. Number 8. Which of the one that one who's carrying a midras may carry Truma but not Kodesh? That's on Daf Chav Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which of the one Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa taught Esther Milo Shanu Kan? There are 10 Milos taught in the Mishnah because 2 of the cases dealt with Chatzitza. That's on Daf Chaf Aleph. Good. And number 10, which stuff were 2 answers given as to when Amayards are believed regarding tefillah and when they're not believed? That's on Daf Chabez, excellent. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which definition that one of the reasons why the Chachamim hold that a cow's horn cannot be used as a shofar is that in Kategor Nasas Senegor, that's on Dav. Chavav and Rosh Hashanah. Good. Number two, which definition about the story of Choni Amago falling asleep for 70 years, that's on Dav. Chaf Gimel and Tain is good. And number three, which definition that when leaving a deceased, one says Lech Bishalom, whereas leaving a living person, one says Lech Lishalom. That's on Daf. Chaf Tesem Mod Katan. Excellent. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.